Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw says Vande Bharat sleeper train to be launched soon. Maharashtra Chief Minister to visit flood-affected areas of the state, while in West Bengal, death toll from overnight rains rises to 10. India slams Pakistan at UN Human Rights Council for its polity with military dominance and persecution. In yet another twist, US President Donald Trump says NATO can help Ukraine win back its territory under Russian control. And in Asia Cup cricket, India to take on Bangladesh in Super 4 match in Dubai this evening. And now the news in detail. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said two Vande Bharat sleeper trains will be launched soon. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Vaishnaw said the first train has cleared all the tests and trial runs, and the second train is likely to be completed by the middle of next month. He said the two trains have to be launched together to ensure regular services on an overnight journey. Manufactured by BEML using Integral Coach Factory technology, the Vande Bharat sleeper train will be able to carry 1,128 passengers. It can operate at a top speed of 180 km per hour, making it one of the fastest overnight train services in the country. The Railway Minister also announced 12,000 special trains to be operated during Diwali and Chhath festivals from 1st of October till 15th November.
This year, a target of 12,000 special trains was set. So I would like to say with great satisfaction that out of these 12,000, 10,000 trains have already been notified, even before the peak rush of October. This has never happened in the history of Indian Railways. Around 150 trains will be totally unreserved, meant for last-minute movement. Another 50 trains will be notified in the next 2 to 3 days. The movement of special trains will begin from October 1st and will continue till around November
15th.
Uttar Pradesh celebrated Ayushman Bharat Divas yesterday, marking 7 years of the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. Special camps were organized across the state where Ayushman cards were issued, making UP the top state in the country for card distribution. The CEO of the State Agency for Comprehensive Health and Integrated Services, Archana Verma, said out of 9 crore targeted beneficiaries in Uttar Pradesh, 5.38 crore Ayushman cards have already been issued, marking a historic achievement for the state. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government is shaping India's future through the India Semiconductor Mission.
Semiconductors are the essential building blocks of modern electronics, acting as the hidden brains that make devices work. Since the launch of the India Semiconductor Mission, ISM, in 2021, India has transformed its semiconductor journey from vision to reality under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. While addressing the Semicon India 2025 in New Delhi this month, Prime Minister Modi described semiconductor chips as digital diamonds.
Friends, semiconductor ki duniya mein ek baat kahi jati hai, oil was black gold, but chips are digital diamonds.
The India Semiconductor Mission is driving the 76,000 crore rupee Semicon India program, offering up to 50% support for semiconductor and display manufacturing. Through the design-linked incentive scheme, it has engaged over 280 academic institutions and 70-plus startups, while the SPICS scheme provides 25% support for electronic component manufacturing. India's semiconductor journey reached a milestone at the Semicon India 2025, where Union Electronics and Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw officially presented the first set of Made in India chips to Prime Minister Modi. together, these initiatives reflect the country's steady progress towards building a self-reliant semiconductor industry. As Prime Minister Modi has said, today's India inspires confidence in the world, and when the chips are down, the world can bet on India.
In Bihar, the Congress Working Committee CWC meeting will be held in Patna today. This is the first time in more than 80 years that the Working Committee meeting is being held in Patna. Bihar in charge of the party, Krishna Allavaru, informed that the meeting will deliberate on various national and international issues, including the Bihar Assembly elections and increasing the reservation limit. The meeting will be chaired by Congress National President Mallikarjun Kharge and attended by senior leaders of the party, including Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi. Apart from working committee members, chief ministers of Telangana, Karnataka, Himachal Pradesh, state party presidents from all states and leaders of the legislative parties will attend the meeting. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis will visit the flood-affected areas of the state to review the relief and rescue measures. Heavy rainfall and the release of water from the Lower Terna project have caused flooding in Terna River, severely affecting a village in Osa Taluka of Latur district. Several houses have been submerged and citizens have been shifted to safer locations as a precautionary measure. The Latur-Solapur National Highway was also partially closed due to floodwaters. More from our correspondent.
Meanwhile, in Parbhani district, floods caused by heavy rains and water discharge have affected 36 villages. A total of 578 citizens have been safely evacuated with the assistance of Indian Army and SDRF teams. In Bid district, 59 circles recorded excessive rainfall and NDRF teams are engaged in rescuing 84 stranded citizens. In Dharasiv district, relief operations are ongoing in Bhum and Paranda talukas, where citizens are being shifted to safer locations. In Chhatrapati Sambhaji Nagar district, all 27 gates of the Jayakwadi Dam have been opened, releasing around 85,000 cubics of water into the Godavari River. As a result, all river ghats in Paithan have gone underwater and water has entered low-lying areas. Citizens residing along the river banks have been alerted to remain cautious. Samarjit Thakur, Akashwani News, Chhatrapati Sambhaji Nagar.
In West Bengal, the death toll from overnight rains has risen to 10, with capital Kolkata facing the severe effects. The heavy downpour caused widespread disruption, including waterlogging, power outages and traffic snarls. 8 of the deaths occurred in Kolkata, all due to electrocution after victims came into contact with naked electric wires in waterlogged areas. Meanwhile, over 60 flights were cancelled, while 42 others were delayed at the city airport following the overnight heavy rain in Kolkata. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has declared the closure of government, government-aided and government-sponsored schools for today, except in the hilly areas. Speaking to Akashwani, senior scientist at the IMD, R.K. Jinnamani, said that rainfall in Kolkata has significantly reduced over the past 24 hours.
Main for the city of the Kolkata, which received a very record rainfall yesterday. But today, if we see, last 24 hours, the rain has been substantially reduced. It is only 7 millimeter light rainfall at many places over Kolkata. And for next 2 days, if we discuss, it will be thunderstorm and rain only. No major heavy rainfall warning. Further in the eastern India, because the low pressure is still there, so Odisha, South Odisha, Chhattisgarh, and also Telangana, Andhra Pradesh, these area will receive heavy to very heavy rainfall next 2 to 3 days.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. India has strongly criticized Pakistan at the UN Human Rights Council for misusing the forum with baseless and provocative statements against India. Speaking at the 60th session of the UN Human Rights Council, Councillor, Permanent Mission of India in Geneva, Kshitij Tyagi, said that Pakistan must vacate India's territory instead of attempting to possess it and focus on rescuing its economy, which is on life support.
A delegation that epitomizes the antithesis of this approach continues to abuse this forum with baseless and provocative statements against India. Instead of coveting our territory, they would do well to vacate the Indian territory under the illegal occupation and focus on rescuing an economy on life support, a polity muzzled by military dominance, and a human rights record stained by persecution. Perhaps once they find time away from exporting terrorism, harboring UN-proscribed terrorists, and bombing their own people.
U.S. President Donald Trump has said that Ukraine could win back all of its territory from Russia with military support from NATO and the United States. President Trump said on his social media post that Kyiv was in a position to fight and win all of Ukraine back in its original form. This shift in Trump's stance followed a bilateral meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who welcomed it as a significant change. Back home, the next generation GST reforms represent a significant step towards simplifying India's indirect tax system. Now people can avail the benefit of GST reforms, which already came into effect from the 22nd of this month. Under the new structure, the GST Council has simplified the earlier four-tier structure of 5, 12, 18 and 28% into a two-tier structure of 5% and 18%. By reducing the tax rate on a wide range of goods and services, the reforms are bringing substantial relief to citizens. A report.
The government has made significant tax reduction in the healthcare sector to provide relief to the common man. The GST rates on health and life insurance premiums, which earlier attracted 18%, have now been made completely tax-free. This move is expected to encourage wider adoption of health insurance, reducing out-of-pocket medical expenses for middle-class families. The government has also waived taxes on 33 life-saving drugs used for the treatment of cancer and severe chronic diseases to provide affordable and long-term treatments for chronic illnesses. Along with that, the GST on various medicines and medical equipment such as gauze, bandages, diagnostic kits, glucometer and thermometer have also been slashed to 5% from the previously taxed 12%. Talking to Akashwani News, resident of Lucknow, Uttar Pradesh, Suyogya Shukla said that the reduced GST on medicines and insurance are going to benefit people and ease the financial burden.
मैं सुयोग शुक्ला लखनऊ उत्तर प्रदेश से सरकार के द्वारा लाए गए नए GST रेट से कई दवाइयां और इंश्योरेंस सस्ता हो गया है जिससे आम आदमी को बड़ी राहत मिली है अब इससे आम आदमी के लिए दवाइयां खरीदना और इलाज करवाना आसान हो जाएगा
दिस रेशनलाइजेशन इन द हेल्थ केयर सेक्टर मार्क्स अ डिसाइसिव स्टेप टुवर्ड्स अ हेल्थियर इंडिया द डिसीजन ऑफ लोअरिंग द कॉस्ट ऑफ मेडिकल सर्विसेज हैज डायरेक्टली एज द फाइनेंशियल बर्डन ऑन द पीपल विद दृष्टि एंड सकलेन अख्तर रोहन फॉर आकाशवाणी न्यूज दिल्ली
And in sports news, in men's T20 Asia Cup, India and Bangladesh will clash in a Super Fours stage encounter at Dubai International Cricket Stadium this evening. The match will begin at 8 p.m. Today's winner will confirm the place in the final. Both teams have won their first game of the Super Four stage. India defeated Pakistan for the second time in the tournament, whereas Bangladesh defeated Sri Lanka. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Anuja. The Daily is open with the news of unprecedented pre-dawn rain flooding Kolkata, supposed to be the heaviest rain in four decades. The Asian Age says deluge in Kolkata, 10 die, city stalls, schools closed. The Tribune writes GST 2.0's Navratri debut drives record auto e-commerce sales. The Economic Times on its front page reports foreign holdings may get bigger at PSU banks to boost economy. The Indian Express notes, EC brings in electronic signature feature to check misuse of identity for seeking voter list deletions. The Pioneer reports the passing away of the much-adored cricket figure of yesteryears under the headline, Legendary Umpire Dickie Bird Dies at the Age of 92. And finally, marking the dawn of a new chapter, the rousing and regal send-off for the last of the iconic MiG-21 fighter later this month will feature a woman pilot along with the IAF chief, states Hindustan Times. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw says Vande Bharat sleeper train to be launched soon. Maharashtra Chief Minister to visit flood-affected areas of the state, while in West Bengal, death toll from overnight rains rises to 10. India slams Pakistan at UN Human Rights Council for its polity with military dominance and persecution. In yet another twist, U.S. President Donald Trump says NATO can help Ukraine win back its territory under Russian control. And in Asia Cup cricket, India to take on Bangladesh in Super 4 match in Dubai this evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.